This is CliffCentral.com.
Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So fuck that.
G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-Man, the ad man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly. Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't. Boom. Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-Man, the ad man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-G-G-Man, the ad man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Hello, 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 hello. What's up? It's your boy G-Man, the ad man, and we are back at it. Yeah, it's been another week. It's been another 7 days of I'm an advert. And other dope shit though. Other dope shit. I mean, before this, I started off the show with Spirit, and I mean, if you have the internet, and if you have a TV, if you're one of those people that I at home on a Friday watching Studio Mix. Is Studio Mix still on, guys? Yeah. No, it's not Studio Mix. It's another one with Loot Love. Is Loot Love still on that other thing? Okay, I don't know what happens on a Friday night, guys. But if you're one of those people, you would have seen the video by now. And yes, like, I mean, all the love that music video is getting is crazy, and for good reason. It's just bloody fucking amazing, and I think that we have to give props to Teboho Malope for that dopeness that is that music video. So huge shout out to Mr. Teboho Malope. What's going on, boy? No, you're doing big things, papa. And these are the people we get to work with, guys. These are the people we get to shoot TV ads with. These are the people we get to shoot, you know, whatever your content is for digital. So I mean, maybe the problem is that we're not asking for the right things sometimes. You know what I mean? I think that sometimes I'm gonna introduce you guys to my guest, because I want her to chime in on some of this stuff. She's a little nervous. Because she's normally on this side of this conversation, but that's the beauty of G-Man the Ad-Man, guys. We change the rules, we change it up, we switch it up on some people when they weren't expecting it. But yeah, it's your boy G-Man the Ad-Man. Hit me up once again on Twitter. It's at Blaxem. It's at BLAXEM on Twitter, or at CliffCentral.com if you have any questions or any comments for my guest that you're about to meet right now. So tell you guys where I met this lady. So a long, long time ago, I was at AAA. A very, very long time ago. And when I arrived there, she was there. When I arrived at AAA, she was there. And she insisted on calling us freshmen. You know, like, I was like, her and her squad insisted on calling us freshmen. And it kind of reminded you what your place was in the spot. And now here we are, we're hanging out, and I've come to know and love her work in the ad game, and love her opinion on a lot of things. She's also done a shitload of things. We'll talk about all that as well. But in the studio with me today, guys, is the lovely, the beautiful Lerato Ngakane. What's up?
What up, the people?
What's going on? How you been?
All good.
Yeah, like I try to define, you know, like all the stuff that you've done. But I mean, but a lot of today is going to be about the advertising part and you know and your beautiful journey through all that. But how are you? How you been? What are you up to? In fact, let's start there. What are you up to right now? What did we pull you out of today?
Today I have just gotten back to some work that I do for Greenpeace Africa.
Hello.
So I am an environmentalist. I'm an activist.
There
now,
we go, guys. Of, guys, let me tell you about G-Man the Ad-Man, guys. You know, we do everything out here. We'll get you advertisers who do everything. Environmentalists.
I'm a career activist, baby. That's what
that
I do.
That is so dope. But what does that entail? What do you do? Are you those people that, like, you know, I know another friend of mine who used to shout out Tip. What's going on, Mr. Dirty Harry? What's up, boy? I know he's one of those guys that used to, like, you know,
strap themselves
onto buildings and all that. Is that what you do?
Yes, I'm trying to make it, like, relevant to black people, though, because I think when black people are up on buildings and people are trying to jump off, people get scared. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, the cause just like, what's going on? Why are you so? Why are you so? You know what I mean? Instead of going, oh my God, they're fighting for the environment.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to, like, get a way of actually pulling in my advertising experience to
make
interesting and relevant ways of creating activism.
That is so dope. And how much do you think that your time in advertising has influenced how you see things like environmentals and
in every way?
Yeah.
Like, it permeates every aspect of your life. I think you know that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't look at a thing without looking at the gap or the opportunity or what it represents or what it says.
But do you think that we in advertising are kinda like, you know, we're also like we're keyboard hipsters. You know what I mean? We're very much like, yeah, you know what? I'll just hit like on this thing. You know, it kind of means that I care about the environment, and it means that
activism, baby.
That's what's up. You know,
click
activists. Yeah. And do you feel like it's the kind of thing that advertising or the industry could be doing more for?
I think so. I think the whole clicktivism or activism behind your keyboard kind of, like, it takes away from the spirit of when you are there. And yeah. I think that removes you from the cause itself.
That's right.
So with advertising,
yeah,
the thing is, we are behind our laptops. You
that's
know,
right.
We don't get the glory when it's on TV, right?
Yeah.
Nobody's going, oh, that's Grant's ad. Woo!
Yeah,
you know
exactly,
what I mean?
Exactly.
So we are used to being those people who
maybe
are
behind the scenes. Maybe we need to do that. Maybe now at the end of ads. Just like they
credits,
do. You know,
like a movie.
Credits, let's run some credits. I mean, guys, we work hard, guys.
We work hard, dude.
We work hella hard. You can buy the credits in there. Or just take a tape at the bottom. You know what I mean? Like they do on CNN. Just take a tape. Just run my name in there. Executive creative director. Boom. You know what I mean? It's your boy,
Ooh, executive creative director. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you. See, I'll try to be subtle about it, mm-hmm. but the subtlety wouldn't mm-hmm. let me. It's your boy, G-Man the Ad Man, and I'm hanging out with Lerato Ngakane. Hit me up on Twitter or on Facebook, and if you have any comments or any questions for her. She's out hanging out with me. She's going to be with me for the next hour.
Yes,
we're going to talk
I
a lot
am.
Of shit. I'm actually slightly nervous. You know, she said she was slightly nervous, but I was slightly nervous because of how much she has been on this side of the microphone. That you know, like, and here I've seen people get out of hand. I've seen people get in here and start asking me some shit. You know, so
I respect the mic, baby.
So I need you to behave yourself.
Yes,
today.
I respect the mic.
yeah, but you know what? I wanted to get your opinion about. So I was saying now, you know, like, Tebogo Malope shot the Spirit music video, dope piece of work, and these are the people that we shoot with, you know, like, these
right.
are the people that we have the opportunity to create advertising with, to create, you know, and I understand that our mandates are different. Our mandates are, you know, sometimes just sell butter, you know, you can't set someone on fire if you're selling butter,
no.
you know what I mean? But I mean, how?
But you can.
Maybe you could.
You
maybe
can.
You could. Maybe
you
could.
You know
could.
What I mean?
And maybe that's what I'm trying to ask you. Like, do you think that sometimes we're not asking enough of these great minds that we get to hang out with?
Yeah, I think their role is quite limited.
Yeah.
I mean, especially we're dealing with time, we're dealing with budgets. But also, I think for me,
yeah.
personally, with personal experience, because I've also been in, like, that
on
that
side
of,
yeah.
of things. Goat.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
But I think, yeah, we don't have enough time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that's one of the downfalls or the pitfalls of working in advertising. We're
that's
working
right.
on very strict
and
time
we've got
limits.
Timelines, yeah.
Exactly. So if we could, I mean, like, we do hang out outside, right?
Yeah.
This is where these ideas come up, or
yeah.
this is where we get to interrogate each other on a deeper level.
Yeah.
So just, like, going into the scope or the depth of a subject really
yeah.
then comes out there, and then maybe then it'll come quicker.
That's right. That's
when
right.
When you get into that situation where you're dealing with an ad,
that's
then because
dope.
I know you better.
Yeah. Then, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Generally. You guys don't know, guys. Like I said, I mean, there's pretty much nothing that Lerato can't do. I'll tell you what she brought into the studio. I'll take a photo of it and I'll post it. She brought me relish.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And
yes.
and like. Because that's where all her advertising, like, advertising doesn't stop with Lerato. So there's relish here in the studio. Cheese.
Called Africanic.
That's what's up. Called what?
Afriganic.
Afriganic?
Yes.
Mar loud. So huge shout out to you and the people at Afriganic. Who shout out to Cheese as well. Cheza, who says he's on his way. And we'll see him when he gets here. But Cheese, there's some relish in this too, my man. If you're still on the way, maybe pick up something that we could put this relish on.
Yeah, you know test I
mean?
It.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm down for that.
But I mean, it really doesn't stop with you. But this is what like always amazed me with advertising people. And I mean, it kind of leads me to what happened last week when the announcement.
With the Luso. Yeah, that was,
I mean, get the fuck
amazing.
Out of here, man. I mean, woo!
Shout out.
What thing I was on, you're
fit. Shout out.
Yeah. I mean, how amazing is that? You know, the guy that's on the promos that you hear at the beginning of the show talking about time is a, what, money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't. I mean, Matinga, out your honest ghetto philosophy. But I think that that's so dope, man. But it's because advertising minds, and he says that as well in the show, if you listen back. Hey, get some of those podcasts, guys. Listen to some of the podcasts from the past. Some dope minds have been in this chair, and some knowledge has been dropped out here. And yeah, he talks about, you know, like advertising people are some of the smartest people, and go out there and go and do these amazing things. Do you think that sometimes that's what leads advertising people to kind of go, hey, nah, I feel like I need a break from the 30 seconds and the 45 seconds, and I need to go in. What was that show you on? Going Nowhere Slowly. You know what I mean? Oh, you thought I forgot? Oh, you thought I forgot about that? Okay, cool. But do you think that our minds, our advertising minds, just sometimes just need more? And we have to feed that animal?
You know what it is? I think for me, personally, when I went into advertising, it was a world for me that could, like, plug in different aspects of myself. You know, I could explore different sides of myself without having to confine myself to one thing.
Right.
So advertising lets me learn about new clients, learn about new aspects like banking. Who would know about banking
exactly.
if you're working somewhere else? Yeah. Who would know about like cell phones or telecoms? You know what I mean? So I got to learn, and I also got to make small movies.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So it's just really about enhancing or putting yourself out there in a way that would limit you in any other space. So,
And has filmmaking always been something that you've had a passion for?
It's in the family, baby.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
my
yeah?
uncle was a filmmaker. He was an activist filmmaker.
Oh, hello.
Lionel Ngakane.
Hey, what's going on? That's so dope. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, so basically activism and filmmaking has been in the family as well. So he did like Beagle movies. He did like
That's
a
insane.
Movie called Johnny and Jemima, which is about racism and civil rights in London back then.
That's insane shit. So, I need to get that from you. I need to see that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, filmmaking has been a thing, and Sichaba Morojele is my cousin as well.
Yeah.
He's an actor. You know.
Look at you.
Man,
look at you.
Legacy.
Is there anything this lady can't do? Shit. So I mean, is that so? Like, was it part of your path to kind of go the only way or one of the few ways I can get a paycheck and make movies was kind of
advertising. But also at the same time, I when I got out of AAA, I didn't go straight into an agency.
Right.
Why? Because I feel as a writer or as a creative person, you need life
That's
experience.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't just go in there and just kind of like guess what people are thinking out there. You need to be in touch with the people. You need to, you know, make moves, interrogate, see what's out
there. So what did
you
do? What did you do in the time in between?
After advertising, I actually entered a competition called Quickies. It was like 1 minute.
Oh,
films.
I remember
one
that. Yeah.
And mine did really well. I ended up at the Berlinale Talent Festival.
Hello.
Which was like the first one, baby.
Listen to how nonchalant she is about that dope shit. Yeah, and then I just ended up at the Berlinale. I mean, get the fuck out of here.
After that, then I went into like commercials, which is directing.
Yeah.
I went to Cape Town. Cape Town didn't work out for me, guys. I think I am causing that drought.
Hey, shout out to Cape Town, guys. Hey, you guys are my peoples. You know, today, this year, we have a brand new vision for Cape Town. We're going to make it better. We're going to make it rain, so to speak.
Yeah, wash your cars. Yeah. Jesus.
That's insane. But then like from that world, like you say, you know, like from the world of having gone out there to get the life experience or whatever, and then stepping into an agency.
Mm.
Was that a bit of a mindfuck or did you just get into it and it made sense?
No, it didn't make sense at all. You know what I mean? Because now you have to
bring
yourself
sheets now.
Like, you have time sheets, you have big ideas, like, oh my god, like I thought this was a big idea. No, that's just a tactical thing. I'm
god.
You know, so structuring yourself back into that
That's insane.
So that is insane. It was a challenge, but I started from the bottom. Literally, I interned all the way back up.
That is fantastic shit, though. Yo, but you know what? Like, I really think that the minds of advertising people are the types of minds that can actually take over and pretty much do anything that we want to, just like how Loyiso Madinga has done now. But you know what? I want to talk about the appointments that I've seen have just happened in the past couple of weeks or couple of days. Mm. I got a tweet yesterday from Tablani Sibiya. Right, he's 24. And he's just been appointed the lead strategist for Castle Light and Jungle Oats. Woo! At Ogilvy in Cape Town. I mean, get the fuck out of here, Jablani Sibiya. What the fuck, man?
Well done, Jablani Sibiya.
Yeah, man. That's so dope, man. Congratulations, brother. I hope you go out there and you fuck shit up. We need to fuck shit up.
Guys.
You know, like I think that you know, like the status quo becomes what it is if we don't keep fucking shit up. Mm. So hey, well done, my bruv. And then Google announced Mzamo Masito, right? Get the fuck out of here, Mzamo. What the fuck, my man?
Yay.
Huge congratulations to Mzamo Masito. He's been announced as the chief marketing officer for Sub-Saharan Africa. What do you want? Effective 8 January. That is effective from last week, Monday. Mm. So that's really, really dope. I mean, I had the pleasure of working with him at Vodacom. Before that, he was at Nike, and then apparently was at Unilever as well. Really, really cool guy.
Amazing.
Yeah, chilled. Very, very, very stable mind. You know what I mean? It doesn't get. It also doesn't get excited very quickly.
Is he single?
But he's, this is not that kind of show.
I'm just asking.
But what I'm saying is there are shows like that.
Does he have a big dick?
If you listen to Hebana. How the fuck would I even know that? Man, this is an advertising show. Guys, I mean, this is Cliff Central Chrome, guys.
Trying to get me a date. Damn.
The wheels came off really, really quickly. I mean, we were doing so well.
You asked me. And you know what? I might just expose you about how I got on the side, but I won't.
Let's not do that. Guys, please, man. We're doing so well. Eh? Click activism, all that. And now we're at Big Dick. What are you talking about? What are you doing? Guys, I mean, this is your boy, G-Man the Ad-Man. The wheels are coming off real quick. It's your boy. Hit me up on Twitter at Blexem, BLAXEM. You know, rip him on her or something. You know what I mean? What the fuck?
You guys know you like it.
Yeah. Anyway, let's carry on. Can I keep talking about what's good here?
Yes, 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 yes.
And then at the same time, I feel like towards the end of last year, I didn't actually get a chance to congratulate Dumis Tebe and Fiona O'Connor,
who were
appointed as joint executive creative directors at Havas. Hey, what's going on?
I love Fiona. She's been doing well for such a long time. She's an amazing person, yeah.
So you worked with her at some point?
Yeah, at Havas. I was senior writer and she was like a CD there.
Oh, okay, cool.
Amazing woman, amazing work.
Yeah.
Spirited.
Yeah,
like,
man.
You should just check out her Facebook. Like, she's the most creative person.
All right, I might actually have to do that. I do know Dumis Tebe, though. At some point, he used to work with Z. Huge shout out to the Zwega. Zwelakhe Shabangu, what's going on?
Chavicho.
Yeah, but he used to work.
Make beautiful.
With, that's right.
Make it.
He used to work with Z and a really, really dope guy as well. Mm. Amazing creative mind. He can conjure shit. You know what I mean? And I think that's exciting shit. So, exciting times at Havas and exciting times in the industry. You know,
yeah.
I feel like there is that fuck shit up kind of mentality.
There's a blackness
that's
infiltrating.
You know what I mean?
I hope this is the year for transformation because it's been a long time.
Does Fiona have some blackness in her as well?
You? Yeah. Not really, but you.
It's enough. but yeah, man, I think congratulations to everyone. I mean, I think these new appointments, for me, I get excited every time I feel like the game is kind of morphing and turning into itself, really. So that's exciting shit for me. I think, but this is also like where the time when the interns like got told that, like, you know, they were there for 6 weeks
in
agencies. Now some of them are there, others have gone to other agencies.
It's a hard time for interns right now.
Some interns who didn't make it or just ended up hating advertising having been in for 6 weeks.
Yeah, because you can.
I've just gone off.
It could just turn you. I didn't go into an agency for my internship. Yeah. I went to a radio station, weird enough.
Oh, yeah? Where did you go?
94.7.
What? What does that even mean?
What
did that entail? What did you do at a radio station?
I wrote radio ads. You know why? Because I feared radio ads.
People.
Yes, those crazy radio ads that just come on because of the guy crazy. Who does it's, fixes pools and stuff.
Is crazy the word you're going to use?
Yeah.
Is crazy the word you're going to use?
It's insane.
So it's part of that Prime Media group, right?
Yeah.
Where you guys have like an internal team that writes the radio spots
for small clients.
You know what? I actually had the privilege of actually doing a talk with that team at some point, and I got to find out about their frustrations. You know, about the frustrations of the little budgets and the guys not really sure what exactly it is that they're selling. Mm. You know what I mean? And how was that for you? I mean, did you find that made you better when you came in to find people who actually had bread plans and
my biggest fear at AAA was radio.
Why?
I hated writing.
I was so good at it.
I know you were so good at it. I hated it. I was just like, oh my god, radio ads. And I was like, you know what? The only way to get better at this is if I write them every day.
Yeah.
That's all I want to do. I'm going to do that and I'm going to improve my skills on that. So that's why.
And did you think, did it work for you?
It did.
Yeah, because you're writing all the time, right?
All the time. You know what I mean? And you have to like, just like tweak here, tweak there. And I mean, like you're talking about a swimming pool or tiling or painting.
And the guy wants to be in his own radio spot.
Yes, you know what I mean? And then he wants to tell you about somebody who did something so funny, which wasn't really okay, you know.
That is so great.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. I do love that though. I do love that, how you know, like it feels like, it always feels like the agency is the place where advertising happens. Mm. You know, and because I kind of get, I guess that's what we get told at school, and you think that's the path that you're going to take, and then sometimes you end up, I've heard of some creatives that end up in the client, on the client side. Mm. You know, because some, you know, clients are just like, no, maybe we need a creative on the inside here.
Mm.
Do you still think that the agency is the best place for creatives, or do you feel like we should all take breaks away from it?
I think the model for advertising should change altogether.
Yeah? It sounds like you've given this some thought. Not really.
I have given it some thought, but like one of the most amazing campaigns that I saw, remember the Zimbabwe TV Hunter Scarlett? That's when I got into advertising,
the thing that won everything.
The one that's in the museum now. But that Zimbabwe, right, was written by a guy who used to be an architect,
right?
He was a copywriter on that. So do you understand?
Look
now
at you.
It's not just about you going to advertising school. It's about your thinking processes.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So an architect could come up with something like that.
Yeah.
What more a logistics person? Who knows? Exactly, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
But like, it's not just about the craft itself, but it's about the way you think.
Yeah.
Conceptually, the way you see the world.
You're absolutely right. Because I mean, if you talk to like a whole bunch of people who are in advertising now, a lot of them come from other industries as well. You know, like I know law has been generous to advertising. You know, and journalism has been very generous to us, because you know these people are not trained kind of at AAA or at Vega, but they come into, you know what I mean? And sometimes advertising also becomes a precursor to someone else's career in another place.
Exactly.
You know, or like filmmakers or directors or whatever. And I think that is a really, really critical part that we have to understand about it. But I'm one of those people that, like, if I went and did something else, I'd probably always come back.
There's no linear path, I think, to advertising. And people like you, maybe, it's like a circle.
Yeah.
You know, at some point, maybe you'll step out for a second
and then come back.
Then you
get
know
dragged
what I mean?
Back into the
because,
tide.
Because, yeah, I mean, I think it's addictive as well.
Yeah,
as in,
it really is.
Yeah, there's
really
like this adrenaline that pumps through your blood.
Yeah. It's also pitch season. Pitch season is in full swing. So everybody out there working on a pitch, guys, congratulations, good luck, and get some sleep. But it's that as well, you know, like the adrenaline that comes with pitches is addictive. Mm. You know, like you kind of get addicted to, damn it, I feel like we haven't pitched in a while. I need to feel like it's all gonna come apart.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm, mm,
and it's a very sadistic thing that we've got going. When you were out of it, did you miss it? You know,
I've got other vices. Fuck that shit. Nah, bruh. I'm good, son.
Thanks. You do know this is an advertising and communication and branding show. So yes.
But I love it.
We're
still
good.
Yes. I miss it so much. Who's hiring?
So wait, but you know what? You started to tell me about your path kind of getting into advertising, right?
Yeah.
So which agency like did you walk into first and kind of going, guys, I need to start up and do the internship thing? Like, tell me about your journey.
My journey
to advertising.
Into it. Well, I got it. I went to Havas actually.
Yeah.
And I forgot what it was called. It was like some French name.
Yeah.
Before
I remember
it changed, no?
I remember that actually. Yeah, it'll come to me.
And it was James, what's his name? He sounded like an alcohol brand. James somebody. Sounds like two names. But he was an amazing CD.
Yeah.
And I was
help us out.
Him.
If you're out there and you remember who this James person is.
Yes, he was amazing.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was like, oh, cool. I've done the internship here and I did really well.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I'm going to get a job. And then guess what? I didn't get the job. Nah, bruh.
Yeah.
And then I went to Hunter Scaris. Oh, I put it out on Facebook. I was like, oh, my people. Because obviously I know people in advertising. I'm like, my people, I need to get back into advertising. Somebody please hook me up, you know?
Yeah.
And then a guy called Sfiso Shabalala hooked me up. If you know Sfiso.
Oh, I know Sfiso Shabalala.
Yes.
Ogilvy. What's going on?
He just been like, yeah, shout out to you. I need a copywriter. Come through, whatever. I went to see Damon.
Yeah. Damon. Oh, Damon Stapleton.
Yeah.
What's going on, Mr. Stapleton? What's going on? Do you read his blog?
He's amazing. Do you see how many followers?
Yeah. No, no, no.
Yeah.
He writes really, really well as well.
No, Damon is an amazing person. That's why I met my girl. Shout out and Port, you know, Z, everybody, yo, no people, you know?
Yeah.
And then, I stayed there for like 2 years.
Is this when like Hunt was like the place where everyone wanted to work?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I remember
that's
that
when
time.
I was there, yeah.
I remember it was a time when people, like, it almost felt like you had to pay them in order to work there. Was it that time, like that era where Festus and them were there?
No, Festus, I think, had just left. Who was there? Gamo was there. Shout out, Gamo.
What's going on, Tim? What's going on?
And Mike Miller. Woohoo! Wow. Name dropping. Yeah. What's this show about? Is this about me or them?
Yeah. No, it's you. You're the one name dropping. I'm just saying.
I got to show love to the people, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just got a tweet from Festus. So speaking about Festus, he says, that girl has a voice for radio. Enjoying the show.
Hey, Festus. And I'm actually working with Festus and them.
Oh, yeah?
Currently. So, no. I can't say.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're going to drop half hints, you know what I mean?
No, that's not going to work. Teasing you guys how so you can watch my space.
Ah, okay.
That's the point,
but,
right?
But you did actually do some radio. There was a time when you did Maboneng.
Josie Maboneng Radio. JMR, yeah.
Yeah. What was that like? And what led you to that place? Is it another grand story where you're just like, you know what? I've loved radio ads, but I've also kind of always loved radio. Is it one of those?
Yeah, sort of. But you know what? For me, it was really about the music.
Yeah.
Because I just felt like mainstream music was just losing it. Yeah. Like I could flip through stations and not find anything that I really liked. And
yeah, but you're also the girl who went to Afropunk as well.
You know? I don't want to talk about Afropunk. Suku, thanks for the tickets, boo.
Hey, shout out. Why don't you want to talk about Afropunk? I feel like it was one of those things where like I looked at all the photos. Shout out to Mr. Zekundi Rapula, actually.
Yes.
Great job, man. You did a fantastic job.
I'm a creative as well.
Yeah. Between Zach and Leroy Jason, and you know, I don't wanna forget anyone's name. But like those are just two of the people that like whose work I saw.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I thought, wow, man, Afropunk looked like he looked like a jumper.
And guess what Zach was, eh?
Yeah, he was in advertising as well. Yeah. You shout out to Mr. Mdila Pula. What's going on, Zach? But like it felt like you know every black creative who's in pretty much every black advertising creative was at Afropunk. You know what I mean? Like, frolicking in the mud. But did you and so we were speaking about it before this, you know, about how it felt like it was not a rehash, but it was like, you know, a filtered version
of cut
and paste, really.
Yeah.
But how important do you think those kind of cultural events are in helping us kind of, you know, fuck shit up? You know, in the disruption space.
When an institution like that or like a property like Afropunk comes to Africa, I think they really need to let themselves be in Africa.
That's right.
Don't come here and be Afropunk Brooklyn in Constitution Hill. Yeah. No, it's not going to work. Yeah. That's not why we like Afropunk. Maybe some people like it for that, but there's value in actually exchange.
That's
the exchange
of
ideas, the exchange of culture. Yeah. That's why you come here.
Did it not feel like that for you?
Yeah, okay, I lost my phone. But for me, it just felt like I said earlier on, it was like Afropunk is Americans influencing themselves or to tap into their Africanness.
Yeah.
And then when it came here, it was the Africans trying to be the Americans tapping into their Africanness.
That's right.
And it just kind of got lost for me in that way.
Yeah.
So I think we need to take ownership of the property. Let's engage better.
Yeah.
I think on
spaces
like that. It's an exchange. It's an opportunity to
That's
grow.
Right.
You
That's
know
right.
what I mean? By the time it goes back there, they should be like, oh, there's that African influence.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially because of its naming convention. You know what I mean? It also feels like, you know, we should have been, and but it was also the first one. You know what I mean? And maybe going forward, it can get more of the African influence into it more than trying to be that American thing here in Joburg.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You said something about it, like being a Constitution Hill. That on its own was a strange thing for you.
Wow. Like a festival, a weekend festival in the city. Come on. Opi Gopi works, guys.
Yeah.
You know, like, we've got land. Okay, it's not ours, but we've got land. Yep. You know what I mean? We can, let's go explore on the land. And I think people want to get out of the city.
Okay, wait, hold on. I think we've got a caller. This hasn't happened in a while. I mean, Lerato, you are changing shit up here in the new year.
Is it that guy?
I think, which guy? No, man. What are you doing? I think we've got a caller on the line. What's up, Mr. Zwega?
World War Z.
How are you, my brother?
You know, I call and I hardly call, but today I felt obliged.
Yeah. Talk to me.
Because ever so often you have talent in there, but now this talent is talent.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. See you, my beautiful. How's it going?
I must pop by, man. I'm creatively single. Well, now you're physically single, so...
So let's make this mingle thing happen.
Guys, I've said this before.
I'm
sure there's another show. If you look through the podcast, there's another show that's about this kind of thing that you guys are doing. But this one is about adverts.
But big ups, Lerato, bro. We're watching you. We're loving you. Like, keep going.
Thanks, baby.
I mean, now that you've called, I mean, now we can ask you some tough things about, well, not tough things. I can just ask you some things. What's going on at Big Beautiful? Are you guys having a good time yet?
No, you know, between 11 and 12, all reviews, all everything gets cancelled on Wednesday.
That's right. Yeah, that's what's up.
The stew is in the stew.
Nothing wrong, boy. No, that's cool.
He's at 12, though.
Yeah, man.
Power.
So niggas mustn't get excited. Good job. Good night. I'm trying to touch a bell.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's so dope, man. That's dope. I'm sure I'll be seeing you at some point. But thank you so much. We'll go to the socio-political, economical structures.
Look, tomorrow.
Atletico.
Tomorrow is your 21st birthday.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it is your 21st birthday.
I'm bringing you a key so you can open all doors.
Accept, Ancha. Ukhudile. Accept.
Happy pre-birthday, boyo.
Thanks so much, brother. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm nervous. I'm nervous about it.
In the pier.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Shop.
Bye, Z.
That was Zwega. That was Zoleke Shabangu.
Thanks for the love,
the head man in charge at the Make Beautiful agency. You know, he's been in the studio a couple of times. Have you ever worked with Z before?
I've never worked with Z.
I think it's time. I feel like you just said now you're working with Fista.
I'm freelance.
And how's that been? Do you not miss the structure?
No, actually. I really do believe that advertising has the opportunity to actually break the mold.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it feels like this is a Mad Men thing that's been going on since. It's a structure that was put in place in the 40s or whenever it was in America.
Yeah.
And now we are in the world where ideas are just flowing.
That's right.
Do you know what I mean? And they are not bound to desks. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Agree with
in
you.
The same way as I feel funny about schools.
Yeah.
You know, the way schools are.
Yeah.
It's time for them to change.
I agree completely.
Like, the world has changed. Let's move on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, more ideas. And I think the value of ideas does not lie in how many hours I can spend at my desk.
That's crazy shit because, you know, like, even the idea of, like, copywriters and art directors sitting together wasn't always like that.
Mm.
You know, like, it took some guy kind of going, why is this guy sitting in another department while this guy is, you know what I mean? And you're right, maybe we are due, would you another revolution of some kind in the way we do this stuff. And I think chaining people to desks is one of the things I think
it's a disservice to a creative.
It's a complete disservice to creatives, because I've seen how frustrated people are, and everyone now kind of goes, maybe that's why I should just go become a freelancer. Because now everyone's thinking, I'm sitting here and the people that are doing dope things are in Bram. You know, is Bram still a thing? I feel like it's fading a little bit.
Yeah, where do people hang out now?
I don't know. I'm not cool.
Tell
enough.
Us, people. Where do you hang out now?
I hang out in boardrooms.
We're not. Yeah, I'm chill
like that. Hey, man, that's not what I mean.
Yo, Tate. Are you single, Grant?
Little what are you doing? That's not what I meant. What I meant is I'm in meetings all the time. You know what I mean? Guys, Marking, eh? King, go ahead, I told you, and I thought you said you're going to behave in this show.
I'm behaving. This is best behavior, babe.
So here's another thing I want to chat about. I mean, the Golden Globes happened a week ago, right? And there was all that protest, and you know about all the
Me Too stuff.
Well, trickling down from the Me Too stuff into what became the Harvey Weinsteins and You know, I've always felt, and then I saw a tweet from someone. I don't have to mention names. I think I saw a tweet from someone about how in advertising, that kind of thing's always kind of existed. You know, and the
what the couch, the casting couch,
the CD's couch. I'm trying very hard to not.
Do you have a couch in your
office? I'm trying very hard to say all the right.
Do you? Oh Lord!
Do you want to chat about this or not? But and it's actually quite a serious thing for me. I feel like, you know, like there's been a lot of, like it's been normalized, it would appear, because, you know, this person was talking on Twitter was like, oh, I see this one person is judging an international show. And I know that, you know, I had bad experiences with this person. And everybody, a lot of females just started chiming in and saying, oh, I know the person you're talking about, you know. And you know what I mean? And it got very weird very, very quickly. But the fact that it got very weird, it's strange for me, because it feels like this, it's something that's always been underlying. Did you ever feel like that, like the male-led nature of what we do has kind of, I'm trying to find the right words. I don't want to put, you know, things wrong in the wrong way. But the male-led nature of our industry has kind of had an influence on how women participate or even get ahead in this game.
I think so. And I mean, like, look at, for example, I feel like I'm one of the only female copywriters, black female copywriters that I know.
Yeah.
I mean, Barb or Dawn.
That's right.
You know, yeah. Tubby Singh. There were a couple, Tina, but they've all walked away.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I'm not sure whether it is because of that.
Yeah.
Whether there was not enough space for voice.
That's right.
In that.
Yeah.
Or I don't know
what
the reasons are. But I've never felt that way, personally.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool.
Because I've taken my power into my own hands, baby.
That's right.
I'm vicious. Do not fuck with me.
That's cool. See, I like that. That it actually gives me a bit of hope in the sense that, you know, I would hate to think that there's this other undercurrent. You know what I mean?
Even if there is, I think people need to talk about it.
That's right.
And you guys need to fight it as well.
Yeah.
You guys have it hard enough, because we know that much as it is a male led, it is white male led.
That's
you know what I mean? And
true.
I think that's what a lot of black men are starting their own agencies or becoming their own entrepreneurs in that space, because it becomes hard.
That's right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even harder for a female.
Absolutely.
You know. So.
Hey, Tata Tabiaru. It's your boy, G-Man the Airman, and we're still hanging out with Lerato Ngakane in the stew. Hit me up. Give me a phone call like Z did. You know what I mean? And hit me up on WhatsApp at 079-748-2090. Thank you.
Can I do that?
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Do it.
Guys, please send us a WhatsApp on 079-748-2090. We're waiting.
It's because I was trying to read a tweet and do it all at the same time.
Everything.
I'll get better at this stuff, but it's because we just got a tweet from Tumisang out in Botswana. Shout out to my boss, people. What's going on? The homies from across the road. What's going on, fellas? He says, Ijo, 40% degrees kumpieno. Banna. That's really, really dope. I'm loving
it. In
that.
The studio?
Yeah, yes, in
the
studio.
It's really cold, but yeah! I'm shivering.
Yeah, I'm not going to know. That's crazy shit. But I mean, funny that the guys from Botswana should hit me up. Have you ever thought about, you know, kind of going to other places to go and do this stuff? Have you ever gone elsewhere to go and do it?
Yeah. No. There was an opportunity that came up for me to go to Kenya.
Yeah.
To Ogilvy in Kenya. But unfortunately, I have kids, man. I'm a single mother. You know, it's kind of hard to uproot the kids with no support structure and all of that. But I would love to do work for Kenya. I'd love to do work in Botswana. I mean, like, it's right next door, right?
That's right.
A couple of hours away. And I'm sure, like,
hit her up, guys. Hit her up. Hit Lerato up, guys. Don't say I don't do anything for you guys. Team and the admin, I'm here to connect people. So tell me, I want to take it all the way back now. You know, you started hinting at kind of, you know, your love for filmmaking starting from where are you from? Where you know, like,
where's Lerato from?
Where's Lerato from? You know what I mean? Like, take us all the way back. Sure. You know? Yeah. Where's your hood?
I grew up on the foot of a mountain in Lesotho.
Hello.
Yes.
Get
so
the
I'm
fuck out of
girl.
Here. Get the fuck out of here. Listen, shout out to Lesotho. What's going on, yo? You know?
Get out a passport. I was born with a passport. Yeah. I'm born in exile, yo.
shout out to the homies, Musito Ramayadi. Oh, yeah. Congratulations, Musito, my man. He was blessed with a little baby girl.
Congratulations.
Yeah, man. So fantastic. So the Lesotho influence is strong in the studio today. Yeah. Really? So in Lesotho, right?
So I was born in Lesotho because of political what's. My dad was a politician.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Not a politician, but politically inclined.
That's right.
And then we came back to South Africa 91.
Oh, yeah.
when Mandela came.
Yeah,
out,
yeah, yeah.
I remember being in the school there. Mandela utswile to Hong Kong. Ka accent is so tuman. You know Louis Puerta.
Has that left you? Do you still
do I have that accent? No, not really. Yeah, you know Louis Puerta?
Yeah.
When I first saw it, I think I was about 8 years old.
Yeah.
And I saw the street name. Kreki Louis Abota. Yeah. My mom was like, oh Lord.
Yeah. We have work to do here. That's crazy shit. That's, yeah. Wow. So you came back and you guys were, how old were you then? When you
I was
came
about
back?
8, yeah.
Yeah.
So we lived in Joburg. We lived in Berea.
Oh, okay.
And then I went to school, Observatory Girls, and then I went to Potch Girls.
My cousin went to Observatory Girls. Yeah.
It was a really good school back then. Yeah. I don't know about now.
Yeah.
And then I went to Potch Girls. Yeah. Woohoo!
Shout out Potch Girls. Isn't that where Boiti went as well?
Yeah, Boiti went there. Lady Chabi went there.
Shout out Boiti. What's going on? It's your boy, G-Man. G-Man the Ad-Man.
He's flashing. Oh, red.
Red dying. No, I've actually never met her.
I've never met her either.
Yeah, but
I'm her senior. She's a freshman.
Shout out nonetheless, Boiti. I mean, how you doing? And then, but do you think that... Do you think how much of an influence did kind of your, I mean, you touched on it, your upbringing have on your ability to kind of on your need to kind of tell stories, because obviously that's what you do, having made movies, having, you know, got into the ad game.
It is. I mean, like, a lot of it is just the story of how a person evolves.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think the evolution of who you are kind of brings you to that.
Yeah.
And I saw my own father,
yeah,
like, from doctor to superintendent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The story evolving consistently. And I think that's what, for me, fascinates me about advertising.
Yeah.
It's the evolution of somebody.
That's right.
So that's how it influenced me, I suppose.
That's crazy shit. Yeah. And then like, you know, I remember... You know, you young people have it. You have it very easy. I remember when I started, there would be like, you'd be driving in the car with the senior copywriter, a white guy,
because we didn't have cars back then.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't have any cars, and we're driving to the recording with him, and it would ask you that amazing question: how did you find out about advertising? Eh? Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Because obviously, you know, like back then it just shocked people that black people found out about advertising. Oh, we
your parents are always asking, what do you do?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, you know?
So but like, how did that land on your lap? Was it because like I asked earlier, you know, is it because you kind of said, I need to make cash and film, or did you always just have an inclination towards
it? No, I just wanted to have fun. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to get dressed like a corporate. Firstly, okay, I had like three choices. I wanted to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
Or a journalist.
I told you about those two careers. I gotta go China. Yeah.
So that was me. It was all of those things. And then I was just like lazy. I was like, I'm not gonna go to vids or anything like that. And I really wanted a smaller experience in terms of campus. I didn't want to get lost in the crowd.
Yeah. You know? All right. I see what you mean. Yeah.
But you know, I could have found an engineer husband. You know what I mean? But now look at me.
I feel like this is a recurring theme. I feel like this thing just keeps coming up.
No, but then, yeah. So from there, and then I think from one of my teachers, like guidance teacher,
kind of said,
oh, there's a school for advertising, blah, blah. And I was a good writer, and I was really good at English, so
I'm actually very glad we're talking about this, because there's a campaign that's out now. It's been out for a bit, and it actually bothers me, and I want to know whether I'm just being sensitive by the fact that this is bothering me. So the AAA, the school, has got a campaign out, right, and I've seen some outdoor hoardings for the school. And I just don't like the tone at which it comes at advertising, right? So like, it says things like, if being late for class taught you how to win a room, come to AAA.
Okay.
You know, and I mean, if you guys out there have seen it as well, please kind of tweet me some of the headlines, because I forget some of them now. But the whole approach is that if you couldn't get into any other career, come into advertising. You know what I mean? And I want to know. I mean, am I being sensitive for being offended by that? Because I feel like, you know, we constantly fighting this whole thing about advertising is a real career. And it's an important thing that people must stop thinking we just play with crayons. You know, and once you approach,
it's a legitimate career choice.
You know what I mean? And people are making, and that campaign for me feels like it's making it feel like it's the fallback. You know, am I being sensitive? Is that how you feel about it?
Yeah. It's like I said, it's a legitimate career choice, and you can grow. There's so much opportunity for yourself, and there's so much opportunity to change the status quo of how things are in the country, socially. Do you know what I mean? Like, adverts are literally what is it, like a burst of insight into what's going on on the ground.
That's right.
Do you know what I mean? It's a commentary, social commentary. Yeah. So
all
why
the,
not
all
get
the
into
dancing
it?
Is on social commentary. Yeah. but I want to actually I feel like I'm not I don't think I'm being sensitive because I feel like we have to represent it in such a way that we feel like the people who want to come into it also take it as seriously as we do, you know. And I've also seen how like it went from, I remember when we were there, you just got like a diploma and you walked away and you started
now
a gig.
You can get a degree.
Now you can get a degree and I can get,
I
you
want
know.
A degree. Do you think we can go back and claim degrees?
I think you would have to do something. You know
like
what I mean? I think you have to submit some kind of thesis about you know
about
black people driving in adverts. And then it's like you know what? Maybe I could submit this show as my thesis.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And then get an honors. You know what I mean?
Hey, yeah. Pura pura. Hey.
But I mean the school part of advertising for me. And I mean, I know we touched on it a little earlier, but like how you don't necessarily have to come from like an official school, you know. But the school part for me is very important because of, you know, the type of people that we get coming out of the schools. Do you know what I mean?
And even the lecturers, the people you're exposed to there.
Exactly. I mean, do you how much of an influence was that for you? I mean, like the type of lectures that you had. Do you think that they form part of why you actually end up still doing advertising?
Well, I think they kind of form why I went back into advertising. Remember, after
yes,
I left?
Yes.
My return to advertising was really because
the return,
of that.
Baba.
Imagine, I've had a return before I'm even 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the return was really influenced by that because of the kind of influence that they had. More than just being teachers in a classroom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The way they saw life, the way they influenced or structured their classes kind of like made me want to go back and actually see it for myself and experience it, you know?
Would your path, I mean, having done all this stuff that you've done now and there's pretty much nothing you haven't done, do you think your path would ever lead you to that? Would you ever go and lecture at a
I want to. I want to. I think I've been trying to apply, but Melly Caesar is doing something really amazing.
Oh yeah.
Melly
Caesar
was in my class.
Shout out Melly Caesar. What's going on, bruv?
He is at a school in Newtown. In Maboneng.
Right.
And they actually teach young black kids to go into advertising. It's a free school or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it Umuzi?
Umuzi, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, shout out to the Umuzi squad. Very big friends of the show, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like that kind of thinking already tells you that that's where we're going.
Yeah.
That's where the future lies, you know?
But see, because I've always thought that, like, you know, the people who do end up, I love every single one of the lectures I've had. One or two dodgy ones, you know, but like it's. But I love all the lectures that were there because I feel like, you know, it's imparting that knowledge having been in the game, you know? And do you think that it's important for us to start, even if it doesn't mean us leaving the game?
Mentoring.
But no, mentoring, I feel like it's such a broad word and I feel like it's so used so much.
Yeah.
You know, everywhere you go, like, mentors, you know?
People ask me to be mentors. I don't know how.
And you know what? Exactly.
Mentor.
You know, what do you want to ask me? Ask me now. You know what I mean? Let's have the conversation. But do you think we should be doing more as people who are in the game to constantly, like, have to keep in touch with what's going on in the schools in order to make sure that the quality of graduates is of a certain world.
I think
quality.
that's a responsibility of an alumni.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
that's
then
right.
Like, I think the relationship also has to be built. I don't have a relationship with AAA.
Yeah, that's
you
also
know
true.
I mean?
That's true, yeah.
But that's what they should maintain. I mean, like, people like you are doing so well. Why shouldn't they tap into your intel?
Yeah.
Why shouldn't they tap into your network?
And maybe then someone would have told them not to fucking flight that campaign. Because that's a piece of shit.
Woo!
Yeah. You know what I mean? But it's because of that. And the only attachment you have, well, I have to the school, is the fact that, you know, I love what it has done for me. And now when people do shit like that, I'm just like,
But you know, like Bovitz, they have alumni where people actually go for dinners and they catch up.
Yeah.
That's a network.
Yeah.
You need to tap into your network
that's
in order
true.
To make the industry stronger.
I like
you know?
That, man. I like that a lot.
Yes.
The guys from AAA, I hope you guys are listening. I'm going to drop Lerato's number in here later. You guys organize this through her. But it's amazing. You know what's crazy?
I just want my degree.
Yeah, exactly. But maybe that's how you get your degree.
Yes.
Right? Maybe this is the thing. You know, I'm here for you. G-Man the Admin. Pioneering leadership and degrees. You know what I mean? This is what I do.
This is the last goal. Fly by night.
But shit, you know what? I could hang out with you pretty much all day because I feel like there's
so much.
Don't do that. You know, I turned burgundy when I blush. Don't do that shit. But I mean, if the hour really, it literally flies by.
Is it over?
We've got a couple of minutes because there's someone else coming.
Like
in
9 minutes.
Okay. Exactly, there's someone else coming into the show after this. But I want to know, so what's coming up next? I mean, other than the relish, which cheese did not show up with the pap.
Wow, cheese.
Exactly. But what's up next? What's coming up for Lerato? The stuff that you can talk about, because obviously you can't tell me what you and Fistas and Mulufuno Makungu are up to.
Well, okay, we Afriganics is a focus. Obviously, yep. I'm going to try to come up with an interesting campaign about it.
Yeah. You want to plug them for a second? I mean, I'll give you an opportunity.
No, that's enough. That's
okay,
enough plug for now.
Yeah.
And then also just working with obviously Greenpeace.
Yeah.
Doing my whole activism thing, but also freelancing. I think it's important for me not to leave it completely.
Yeah.
The voice for black women is still needed.
That's what's
it's
up.
Necessary.
That's
I mean, what's I can't up. Just leave people like hanging like that.
That's
you know
right.
What I mean?
That's right. Yeah.
So yeah. Festas, Ama Creatives, you know, all of that.
That is so amazing. Mm. I'm really excited for that, guys. It's been another week of G-Man the Adman. Oh wait, snap!
One more thing.
Okay, hold on. Okay, go. You go.
Happy birthday, girl. For tomorrow.
Thank
Diwa
you.
Guy.
Thank you. Well, I don't know yet. I try not to make a big deal of my birthday.
Whatever.
But it always kind of, you know.
It's a big deal. You're a great man, Adman.
January. You know what I mean? So I know. Niggas are just always like, yeah, ancha. You know. But then at the same time, you know that like they'll say that, but then on the day.
Something.
And then it just blows up.
Okay.
But I did go to a really dope place in Melville last
Glory.
Week. Glory is amazing.
Dude, I had it's my birthday fantastic. There. You were there last year.
I was there. It was really, really dope. But I went to another place called Muti.
Muti?
Yeah, you need to go
nice.
Check it out. It's down the road from Glory.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really dope. They've got some really, really dope design. They've got like some guys making like artisanal cocktails and shooters and things.
Yeah.
They're making. So I might end up there tomorrow. But I'll drop the original details. I don't know why this makes me nervous. It makes me nervous to kind of come out there and say I'm having a party. Everyone, come out and hang out with me.
Guys, Grant is having a party.
I'm not having a party.
Please come out and join him. Let's have some drinks.
I'm not having a party at Muti. Well, I might be.
Yes,
at Muti tomorrow.
He's having a party at Muti, guys.
Okay, this
he's
stops
in denial.
Now. This stops right here, okay. Right now. But it's your boy G-Man the Adman, and you know, but it, you know, thank you so much for that because. I feel like, you know, one of, and I'll get a little cheesy for a second, one of the biggest gifts is the show. You know, I feel like having been here for a lot of months now, I feel like I've grown a lot because like in my advertising space, but at the same time, I feel like I've got to hang out with like people that like I normally hang out with, but never actually get to
on
ask
this
all
level,
this
yeah.
shit, you know? And yeah, I mean, for me right now, my biggest gift has been hanging out with you. Oh, guys, I do know cheesy. It's your boy, G-Man, the Adman. Always the R&P. The R&P will always lead you down to the cheesy, but it's good, guys.
We're good with
that. Stop it.
okay,
we're done here. It's your boy, G-Man, the Adman. It's been another amazing week. Another great guest has been in the studio. We didn't swear too much. There was the dick incident. But so you can kind of play it for your mom, but then you can just fast forward that part. You know what I mean? But play it in the studio as well for everybody who didn't catch it. Right, play this podcast on your way to meetings so that, you know what I mean? People can just get in the right frame of mind sometimes. Mm. Get the other podcasts. There have been some amazing people on the show. And listen out to how the game is growing. Huge shout out to you guys out there. And like I say every week, man, it's really, really rough out there. So take care of yourself, take care of those briefs, and most importantly, take care of each other. It's really shitty sometimes in this ed game, but it's also amazing when
but
you.
But we are here for
yeah.
you.
But we're all here for each other, yeah. and we're going to be good. And yeah, it's been another dope show. Hit me up. Keep hitting me up on Twitter. It's at Blaxem. It's at BLAXEM. And like I say every week, if the show was on a Friday, we'd be having a tequila. Boom! It's your boy, G-Man, the Adman.
Bra, bra, bra.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly. Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom!
Time isn't.
With G-Man, the Adman. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom!
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-Man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
This is cliffcentral.com.